Welcome back to Vanished Skies, MH370 Unsolved Mysteries. I'm Marilyn Skerritt, and today we're diving into a topic that lies at the heart of modern aviation, automation. More specifically, we're exploring the delicate balance between automated systems and human decision-making, and how this relationship might have played a role in one of aviation's greatest mysteries, the disappearance of Malaysia Airlines Flight MH370.
Thanks, Marilyn. The disappearance of MH370 has puzzled investigators, experts, and the public for nearly a decade now. While much has been said about what might have happened, today we're focusing on an area that's often overlooked: the role of automation. In modern aircraft, automation is designed to make flying safer and more efficient, but it also brings its own set of challenges, particularly when things don't go as planned.
Exactly, Ed. Automation is supposed to reduce the workload for pilots, handling everything from navigation to engine management. But as we've seen in various incidents, including MH370, when the system is left to its own devices without proper human oversight, the consequences can be far-reaching.
And that's what we're going to unpack today. We'll be discussing how these automated systems work, their benefits, and where they might fall short. We'll also look at the critical role of the pilot in managing these systems, because no matter how advanced the technology gets, the human factor is always going to be a key part of the equation.
So buckle up as we explore the intricate dance between man and machine and what it might tell us about the fate of MH370. Stay with us. Now that we've set the stage, let's talk about the technology that's central to modern aviation: automation. When we think about a plane flying from one place to another, it's easy to imagine the pilot steering the aircraft the entire time. But in reality, once a plane is in the air, much of the work is handed over to the autopilot system.
That's right, Marilyn. In aircraft like those from Boeing and Airbus, the autopilot system is designed to manage most of the tasks involved in flying the plane. From maintaining altitude to following a flight path, these systems are incredibly sophisticated. The goal is to reduce the workload for pilots, allowing them to focus on monitoring the flight rather than manually controlling every aspect.
And it's important to note that this isn't just about convenience. The design of these systems is all about safety and efficiency. The autopilot can handle things with a precision that would be difficult for a human to maintain over long periods, especially during long-haul flights like MH370.
Exactly. For instance, once a plane reaches cruising altitude, the autopilot can manage everything from navigation to speed adjustments based on inputs from the flight management system. The pilot's role, in many cases, becomes one of oversight, ensuring that everything is functioning as it should and stepping in only when necessary.
But here's where things can get complicated. While the autopilot and other automated systems are incredibly reliable, they're also only as good as the inputs they receive and the situations they're designed to handle. They follow programmed instructions to the letter, which means they don't adapt to unexpected situations the way a human might.
And this is where training becomes crucial. Pilots undergo extensive training to understand how to work with these systems, when to trust the automation, and when to take control. But the situation becomes even more challenging when you factor in unsupervised or inadequate training. Without proper oversight, the training environment can become unstable, even toxic.
Right. Imagine a scenario where a pilot is still in training, but without the direct supervision they need. Instead of building confidence and competence, the lack of oversight can actually increase stress, leading to poor decision-making. The environment can quickly shift from being one of learning to one of uncertainty and instability.
And in a high-stress situation, like what might have happened with MH370, that uncertainty can be devastating. The odds of something going wrong increase significantly when the person making critical decisions hasn't had the proper support during their training. Instead of being a safeguard, the automation can end up being another layer of complexity that the pilot isn't fully equipped to handle.
Exactly. It's a stark reminder that while automation is designed to reduce workload, it doesn't eliminate the need for thorough and supervised training. When that training is lacking or unsupervised, the entire system becomes more vulnerable to errors. And those vulnerabilities are something we have to keep in mind as we continue to investigate incidents like MH370. The technology is advanced, yes, but it's the human factor, particularly how well a pilot is trained and supported, that often determines whether that technology works as intended. So as we move forward, let's explore how this balance or lack thereof played out in the case of MH370 and what it might tell us about the choices that were made during that flight. Now that we've laid the groundwork on how automation is supposed to work, let's dive into something more specific: waypoints. For those who may not be familiar, waypoints are essentially coordinates that act as navigation markers in the sky. Pilots use these points to guide their aircraft along a specific route. But in an automated system, like those in modern aircraft, the plane can also select waypoints on its own.
That's right, Marilyn. Waypoints are a critical part of flight navigation. In most cases, they ensure that the plane stays on its intended route. But what's really interesting is how these waypoints interact with the autopilot system. The Boeing 777 aircraft differs from how the Airbus A330 process and handle duplicate waypoints, but we can deep dive that in a later segment. Let's focus on just the Boeing 777. If no manual selection is made by the pilot, the system automatically chooses the closest waypoint. This is designed to maintain efficiency and ensure the aircraft follows a logical path.
So instead of heading in the right direction, the plane might have been steered into the vast expanse of the Indian Ocean. It's not just a case of the system doing what it's programmed to do. It's about how those automated choices intersect with human decisions, or the lack thereof.
Exactly. And when you think about the odds, it becomes clear how a seemingly small decision or a lack of decision can have huge consequences. If the pilot didn't intervene and the system automatically selected the wrong waypoint, that could have set the plane on a path to disaster. The odds were stacked against making the correct choice, especially in a high-pressure situation.
This also highlights the importance of pilot training and oversight, which we'll discuss in more detail later. But it's a stark reminder that while automation is designed to help, it can't replace the critical judgment that a well-trained pilot brings to the cockpit.
This is something that investigators, including those still searching for MH370, need to consider as they try to piece together what happened.
And as we continue, we'll explore how this balance or imbalance between automation and human oversight played out in the final hours of MH370. Stay with us. So far, we've talked a lot about automation and how it plays a central role in modern aviation. But as advanced as these systems are, they're not infallible. This is where the human factor comes into play, and why human oversight remains critical, even in the most automated environments.
That's right, Marilyn. No matter how sophisticated the technology, there's always a need for human judgment, particularly when things don't go according to plan. Pilots are trained to oversee these systems, to know when to trust the automation and when to step in. But the reality is, the line between relying on the system and intervening can sometimes be very thin.
And that thin line can be the difference between a routine flight and a crisis. Take MH370, for example. The factual reports indicate that the autopilot was engaged for much of the flight. But at some point, decisions had to be made. Whether it was selecting waypoints, responding to unexpected changes, or dealing with potential system anomalies, This is where human oversight was crucial.
Exactly. The challenge with automation is that it's designed to handle what it knows, but it doesn't adapt well to the unknown or the unexpected. When a situation arises that the system isn't programmed to handle, it's up to the human in the cockpit to take over. And if that handover isn't managed properly, the consequences can be severe.
Which brings us back to the importance of training. Pilots are extensively trained on when to take control and when to let the system run its course. But what happens when that training is inadequate, or when the pilot is unsure? The result can be a delay in action, or even worse, no action at all.
And in a situation like MH370, that hesitation or uncertainty could have been a critical factor. The factual reports suggest that the flight path took some unexpected turns, and if the pilot was relying on the system without fully understanding the implications, or if they were hesitant to override it, those decisions could have contributed to the plane going off course.
It's a reminder that while automation can handle a lot, it can't replace the need for human intervention. The pilot's role isn't just to sit back and monitor. It's to actively engage with the system, to understand its limitations, and to step in when necessary. That's why oversight is so important.
And this is something that needs to be considered by everyone involved in the ongoing search efforts, including Ocean Infinity. Understanding how human oversight, or the lack thereof, played a role in the disappearance of MH370 is key to finding out what really happened. It's not just about the technology, but how that technology was managed by the people in the cockpit.
Absolutely. And as we continue to unravel the mystery of MH370, this balance between automation and human oversight will remain a central theme. It's a lesson for all of us in the aviation industry and beyond. Stay with us as we dive deeper into these critical questions. As we've discussed, automation and human oversight played critical roles in the events leading up to MH370's disappearance. But understanding these factors isn't just about unraveling the past. It's also about guiding the future, particularly when it comes to the ongoing search efforts.
With the complexities of automation in mind, it's crucial that search efforts are not just expansive, but also targeted and supported by solid data. The Indian Ocean is vast, and searching it without a precise strategy is like looking for a needle in a haystack. However, if we focus on specific areas that are backed by credible data, the chances of finding MH370 increase significantly.
And this is where it becomes essential to invest time and resources in the right areas. Rather than spreading efforts thinly across a broad expanse, wouldn't it be more effective to concentrate on areas that have strong supporting documentation? Areas where we can connect the dots based on flight data, waypoints, and the probable actions taken during the flight.
Exactly. There are segments of the flight path where data suggests a higher likelihood of the plane's location. These are not just speculative. These points are connected by concrete evidence, like the timing of radar pings, the direction of the autopilot, and known waypoints. If we can pinpoint 7 specific locations that align with this evidence, it makes much more sense to focus on those areas intensively, even if it takes a week or more to thoroughly search each one.
This approach isn't about limiting the search. It's about maximizing its effectiveness. By concentrating efforts on areas with strong data support, we not only improve the chances of success, but also use resources more efficiently. It's a strategic decision that can lead to a breakthrough rather than a broad search that might miss the mark.
And let's be clear, these aren't just random points on a map. They're connected by real data, aligning with the likely flight path and the way automation might have influenced the plane's final movements. This isn't a theory cobbled together to fit a narrative. It's grounded in the factual reports and the understanding of how modern aircraft operate under such circumstances.
Right, and that's the message that needs to resonate with those involved in the search like Ocean Infinity. The insights we've discussed aren't just academic, they're actionable. Focusing on well-supported areas, using a combination of flight data, automation logic, and human factors could very well be the key to solving this mystery.
It's a methodical approach that combines technology with human insight, something that, as we've seen, is crucial in understanding and responding to complex situations like MH370. By narrowing the search to specific data-backed locations, we can bring a new level of precision to the effort.
So as we look ahead, it's clear that the path forward involves not just broad strokes, but targeted, informed decisions. The mystery of MH370 has shown us that the answers may lie in the details, and it's in those details that we must now focus our efforts. Stay with us as we wrap up this discussion and consider what comes next. As we bring this episode to a close, it's clear that the mystery of MH370 is not just a story about a plane that disappeared. It's a complex web of technology, human decisions, and the intricate balance between the two. We've explored how automation, while designed to make flying safer and more efficient, can also introduce challenges that require careful oversight and understanding.
Exactly, Marilyn. The lessons from MH370 remind us that in aviation, as in many other fields, it's not enough to rely solely on technology. Human judgment and oversight are crucial in ensuring that even the most advanced systems function as intended. The case of MH370 highlights the need for continuous improvement in both technology and training.
And as we discussed, the implications of these lessons are far-reaching. For those involved in the ongoing search, like Ocean Infinity, understanding how automation and human factors interacted in the final moments of MH370 is essential. Focusing search efforts on well-supported, data-driven areas could be the key to finally uncovering the truth.
The search for MH370 continues to challenge us all, but with the insights we've explored, there's hope that we're moving closer to understanding what happened. This isn't just about finding a plane, it's about learning from the past to ensure a safer future for everyone who takes to the skies.
So as we move forward, we must keep asking the tough questions, examining the evidence and staying committed to uncovering the truth. The story of MH370 is far from over, and together, we can continue to explore the mysteries that remain. Thank you for joining us on this journey.
And remember, the sky may be vast, but no mystery is too big to solve. We'll see you in the next episode as we continue our exploration of vanished skies. MH370 Unsolved Mysteries. I'm Ed Skerritt with my lovely co-host, Marilyn Skerritt. Any questions can be emailed to vanishedskiesmh370@gmail.com, all one word. We look forward to seeing you in our next episode. Thank you.